Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Is this Fleetwood Mac or just Lindsey Buckingham? Doug?
Just Lindsey.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just Lindsey.
No, you were Doug was about to say that. Yeah.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Just Lindsey.
Doug, welcome to the 8 o'clock hour presented by Matthew Ehrenreich from Edward Jones. Thank you, Matt, for your support of the 8 o'clock hour. 7 o'clock hour is available. 9 o'clock hour is available. Take the 8 o'clock off the board, though, because Matt Ehrenreich has. And what an hour to sponsor. I mean, don't get me wrong, Tommy Smith in the 7 o'clock hour, that was outstanding. I would recommend it. You know, the 8 o'clock hour, we have Jared from Wheelhouse for our Wheelhouse Picks of the Week, and I'm about to release a five-star play of the year. And then at 8:30, Ariana Marie is going to be in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. 9:15, Kelly Chase with us, presented by Petromart. Doug, this is a show that people are talking about, isn't it?
I don't know who's chit-chatting about this.
Water cooler talk, Doug.
Okay.
Grow up.
All right, I'm working on my lock of the week here. I think I just found it.
Okay. I have mine, and what is it, 7 years, Tim?
You've never gotten one wrong.
Not one wrong.
Well, it's time for you to go heads up against a man who did go undefeated, not this past weekend, but the previous weekend. This guy's killing it. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention to this man. It's time for Picks of the Week with Jared from the Wheelhouse.
You are looking live at a sold-out Memorial Stadium in Columbia.
These are the Wheelhouse Downtown Picks of the Week.
I got the best player in the league. I'm looking pretty sweet. Handing the football.
Wheelhouse is the local college football and NFL headquarters in St. Louis. 32-ounce big beers with 30 flavors to choose from and a large from-scratch menu. The best nachos in town, served by an even greater staff. They're easily accessible. Take the 11th Street exit off Highway 40. Contact us and book your watch party at parties@wheelhousestl.com. Now, here are your picks of the week.
I always get thrown off by that. There's a pause there. It's like interviewing Ken Rosenthal. You think he's done.
Yeah, but he keeps going.
But then he keeps going, and you feel like an ass.
Okay.
Jared from the Wheelhouse. Jared, you're killing this competition.
Oh, thanks, fellas. Yeah, a few weeks ago, undefeated, but unfortunately last week, I think it was 3-4.
Yeah, but really, honestly, that's not terrible. Very few people go above 500 against the spread. To go 7-0 against the number, Doug. I mean, have you ever seen anything like it?
Never. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that.
Well, let's see where everybody is this weekend. Conference championship weekend, and let's start down in Atlanta. The last one the Georgia Dome will ever host. It's Alabama against Florida. Alabama is giving up 24. Doug, how do you see this?
I think Florida will hit Alabama with everything they've got. We'll see trips left, slot receivers right, a lot of power eye, wing T, lonesome end formations. I think Florida will cover the spread. They will not lose by 24.
I take Alabama, and I think we've already discussed that's a pretty good posture to have when you're betting Alabama.
I think Alabama's going to win comfortably, but I don't think they're going to win by 24. I think it is going to be a sweat if you're looking for a sweat-free weekend. I don't know if I can recommend this for sweat-free, but I can recommend it to cash. Florida plus 24. Jared?
I think Bama's going to rise to the occasion and cover, so I'm taking Alabama.
No.
Doug, Penn State's taking on Wisconsin in a game that could be critically important should Clemson or Washington fall. It's the Big Ten championship. What a year for our friends to the Northeast. Oh, Penn State and Wisconsin. Wisconsin's given up 2.5.
Do you guys even know what a zone blitz is? Do you even have any idea what happens in a zone blitz?
I know what an MMF is.
I didn't think you knew about the zone blitz. And this is what Wisconsin will throw at the Lions of Nittany State. I'm going to go with the Badger Club.
I'm going to go Wisconsin.
I don't know if there's a team in the country outside of maybe three or four playing better than Penn State right now. And I really like this play. It's a 4-unit play, but it is not my 5-unit play. Penn State plus 2.5. And what a story it would be if Penn State, 5 years after Jerry Sandusky, gets a chance to play for the national championship. Okay. Jared?
I'm taking the Badgers.
I'd see like he was influenced by my
pick. Yeah, it's a good pick.
Clemson minus 10.5, Virginia Tech. Doug?
Well, anyone who knows the game like I do know that this will come down to the play of the cock-nose tackle that Clemson has.
I don't think he can say nose.
Yeah, three technique. I'm going to say the Clemson Tigers, they're going to want to win and win big.
Yeah, I'm going Clemson, too.
Yeah, I'm going to release another four-unit play for you. And that's Virginia Tech. And if you want to bet the money line, I would bet the money line because you're going to get paid handsomely. Virginia Tech is going to win this football game.
I hope Jared discounts what you're saying.
The 10.5 points is just going to make you feel very comfortable on Saturday afternoon. And I still haven't even released my five-unit play.
Please tell him, Jared.
Jared, what do you see?
Virginia Tech thrives on those defensive and special teams touchdowns, but I think Clemson is going to protect the football this weekend, and they are going to cover the 10.5. Mm-hmm.
You kind of squared it up on these picks, Jared. I noticed you went all favorites. That's very Producer Joe of you.
I did.
Doug, boy, these Rams are playing well. Going to be exciting to see Danny Woodhead come off the injured reserve move from the Chargers over to the Patriots this weekend. Jeff Fisher with a wonderful press conference yesterday, or teleconference, whatever the hell it was. The Patriots are giving up 13.5. to the Rams. How do you see this one, Doug?
I think the Patriots will probably sign Eric Dickerson before the game, and he will be motivated, and he'll run for about 300 yards. And because of what Dickerson will do, I'm going to take the Patriots.
You know, the team that used to play here, I don't say their name, isn't a good team, and they've had a few distractions. Therefore, I'm going to go with the Patriots. I think the Patriots will win by 80.
Yeah, I think 80 might be about right. I'm laying the 13.5, and if you're going to make all your money off my plays on Saturday, you can put a little bit of a taste on this one to add to your ROI. Patriots minus 13.5. Jared.
Yeah, I agree. The distractions this week will not bode well for the Rams, so I'm taking the Patriots.
Yeah, nor will the roster. Doug, the Falcons are at home minus 3.5, and they're taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs with a thrilling victory in Sunday Night Football against the Broncos. How will they handle one of the best teams in the NFC?
Gap responsibilities, Tim. Mike linebackers, Bull Moose personnel packages. I'm going to pick the Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs.
I really like the Falcons here, minus 3.5. Jared, how do you see?
I really like the Chiefs on this one. They're going to be riding high after that victory at Mile High Stadium, so I think that I think they're going to cover again.
I'm going to pick up a lot of wins this week on you, sir. Doug, Steelers and Giants, I mean, the New York Giants, just like the Miami Dolphins, kind of surprisingly reeling off win after win after win, but they both did it against two of the weakest teams in the league last week. Yeah. The Giants against the Browns and the Dolphins against the 49ers. Now they go to Pittsburgh and take on the Steelers, who are laying 6 points.
Mm-hmm. I like Pittsburgh. Ben, Bell, Brown, take me home, Mama, and put me to bed. I've seen enough to know I have seen too much. I'm going for the Steelers.
Steelers, please.
I go Steelers as well. We're all squaring it up here with our NFL picks. Jared, how do you see it?
I like the Steelers in spite of the personal foul celebration touchdown penalties that they will be spotting the Giants. I think they're still going to cover.
Yeah, and Antonio Brown, Doug, he enjoys 15-yard penalties.
He loves them.
Doug, what's your lock of the week?
I feel really good about my lock of the week.
I notice you're scrolling through games right now to figure a game out.
Yeah, it's just to drive home the point just how good I feel about it. Denver is just a 4-point favorite at Jacksonville. The Broncos will be desperate. They have to win.
You might be right.
They might not get in the playoffs. Coming off that loss, they know they're going to probably have to run the table to get in the playoffs. I will say Denver will destroy.
I have to tell you, I really like that play. I didn't even look at it, but I like that play a lot.
That's adorable, okay? But the eyes of the football world this weekend, of course, will be focused on San Marcos, Texas, where Arkansas State visits Texas State. Arkansas State favored by 21.5 points. However, the equalizer in this, Bobcat Stadium in San Marcos, Texas, do you know they've been drawing better than 9,000 fans a game? That home team advantage will help Texas State beat the spread. So I'm going Texas State. That's your lock of the week, and I haven't missed one of these in over 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have just released a 5-star play of the year. And, Doug, if you want to double up that bankroll, this is what you need to do. You need to ship the whole damn roll on the under of Alabama and Florida. I don't think Florida is going to even be on the board, and Roll Dam is going to put up points, but it's not like Alabama's offense is something phenomenal. Defense, it is. Two great defenses getting together. This thing is going to be in the 21-0 range. You won't even have a sweat. Alabama, Florida, under, ship it. Ship it and ship it hard.
What did you say the number was?
40.5, Jack.
40.5, Jack.
It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
Right. Even though the eyes of the nation will be on that Arkansas State,
San Marcos
State
game.
Of course.
Jared, what do you see?
Niners at Bears. Speaking of distractions, all the national anthem protesting that's going on, led by Colin Kaepernick, I think the Bears will be able to cover the 1 point.
Doug, there it is. Bears over the 49ers. And that's Jared, and this is a guy who's killing it.
God, that'll be a hideous game, won't it? 49ers at the Bears? Good Lord.
What? Be fun. You want to come over and watch it?
No, I don't want to see that game at all.
Jared, what's going on at the Wheelhouse this weekend? I mean, that's where the cools hang out. That's where the beautiful women in St. Louis who haven't moved to Chicago, that's where they hang out.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Pretty standard weekend. We got the Blues kicking off a little bit of a three-day weekend tonight. Hopefully make some people late to work tomorrow morning. And then we'll have our Friday night pony show that starts about 10 p.m. and runs all the way through Sunday brunch, about 3 p.m. actually. And then we've got a lot of football in between and a big Saturday party night. We got the Blues in town, so it should be a pretty standard weekend. A lot of ponies running around there for sure.
Wow. Doug, why don't we go down there? And maybe we'll get like some makeup to look like we're in our 20s.
I don't think it could happen.
Really?
I don't think there's a makeup artist in Hollywood that could pull that off.
Maybe I get some hair transplants and just peacock around. I don't know if they grow in time. Jared, thank you so much.
Thank you, fellas. Enjoy your weekend.
Right back at you.
Thank you, Jersey.
From the Wheelhouse. Somebody posted a picture on the fan page. Doug, did you see this?
No, I'm not a member.
Why don't you join? See what's...
Well, it's kind of creepy.
You have a Facebook account, right?
Yeah.
So just join. Yeah. If I had one...
I'll approve you right now. I'll do that for you.
It's creepy.
I was banned from Facebook for too many hot takes, so I can't have an account.
I understand that, though. It's probably the right thing. There was a picture posted by a listener. I don't know how he or she found it, but it's a picture of me... I guess
of course it is, Tim.
About 10 or 11 years ago with an older gentleman, and I have hair, and God, my flow is like Quinn Snyder's, Doug. My flow is like Quinn Snyder's.
Yeah. So what are people like investigating your past? Like, I need to find more about Tim McCurry.
Somebody went through one of your baby books?
I don't know how they got it. I don't even know where the picture is. Trying to find it. Where the hell's the damn picture? Doug, where's the picture?
I don't know. I'm not a member.
Scroll. There's so many damn posts on the thing that I can't.
What are they posting about?
A lot of pictures of restaurants from St. Louis that are no longer in existence. That was a big theme yesterday. Also pictures of KB Toy Stores.
I would have posted a picture of a meal I recently had at P.F. Chang's.
General Tso's Chicken and Waffle Fries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's really what people want to see on social media, I think, is pictures of your lunch. Because
Agreed.
Not all of us eat.
Agreed.
You're right.
And you are indeed blessed if you're about to have lunch.
I agree with that. Yes, Plow Ning.
Oh, no. I'm going to jump in and say I have a brand new blender if anybody would like to have it. Just let me know. And
like we're doing swap shop again.
The hell
well,
did you
I
get
found
this blender?
It
Where'd
was
you get
like
this
the,
blender?
I'm cleaning up my cabinetries, like my cabinet space. And in the very back behind my flower was a blender that I've never used. And
I think the previous renter may have left his blender there.
It might have been old girl. Left it there.
Has it been used?
No, it is almost brand new.
I'll bring it in tomorrow because I actually need a new blender.
All right,
maybe you can return it to the store and get
put a bow on it and give it to him for Christmas.
Yeah, do that.
That's nice.
That's all I have, Tim.
You're a good guy.
No, I like that. It's a nice Doug. That you know,
a nice man,
a wonderful man.
What made you think of that, Plowsy?
I don't know. Randomly just thought about that blender and wanted to throw it out. And anybody would.
But that's the beauty of the show. Whatever comes up comes out.
I don't use it and I don't like clutter, so.
I wanted to make a milkshake the other night, and my blender just started smoking, so.
It's a bad habit.
That and the car both. These things come
this
in
This is
threes.
A bad week, yeah. Blenders and cars.
Mm.
But Ariana's coming in soon.
My ice maker broke.
Did it really?
I tried
That's
to
what always
it.
Breaks.
I went online to try to see, and I did all the things it said to do online, and it's just not making ice. We can't have that in my
no.
house.
That's what always breaks on the refrigerators. It's always the ice maker. That's what makes you think, okay, done. I got to get a new one.
No,
so you go to
new.
Appliance discounters.
Is it a costly repair?
Well, it depends on what it is, but it'll be it's be $100 just to have somebody come out there. Probably.
Might be just a sprocket.
I doubt it's a sprocket.
I think it's a sprocket.
I don't know how this is going to work today. I have a new fridge coming,
mm-hmm.
And I said, "Do I need to be there? Because I probably won't be home till like 4:30." He goes, "No, you don't need to be here." I said, "So you're going to take all of the food out of my refrigerator, all the magnets on my refrigerator, all the pictures of my family, and put that on the new one for me?" No. Well, then I guess I need to be here, don't I?
Mm. Don't yell at him.
Why would you?
Well, don't tell me I don't need to be there, and then you're not going to do anything.
Furnishing a new appliance.
They're telling you they can put the thing in your front door and leave it there if you're not home.
Well, then I'm going to move it myself.
Well, you may have
Do you have
to.
A lot of actual keepable food in the fridge, honestly?
Yes, I just went shopping the other day. I got a pork loin in there.
Ooh,
got a couple of ribeyes in there.
It's probably on wheels. There's little rollers on the bottom of the refrigerator.
I found the picture. Here it is.
Okay, now who would that gentleman be?
It's like Paul Trudeau.
Is that your older bear lover?
Oh, Doug, you would block yourself for that.
Well, that's what it looks like.
And you got
like
a hip leather jacket?
Otter and a bear.
I do indeed. And I got, Doug, check out my flow. I look like Rob Blagojevich with that lid.
Who's the bear you're next to, Tim?
I have no idea. And how come it's framed in a heart?
That has to be your new profile picture.
I think bad idea.
This gentleman looks familiar. He used to be a listener, I think.
I don't know.
Is he no longer a listener?
Tim's 18 years old.
Tim's 18 years old in the photo.
I mean, for real, I think that's like from 12 years ago, so I'm in my 20s.
Yeah. I think somebody on the fan page said that might be Bob Candice.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Candice. Oh. He owns the restaurant.
Oh, is that right?
So you kind of had a May-December romance with the bear?
The gentleman does look familiar. As I recall, he was
and
a very nice.
He bought you a new leather jacket.
Man, so. I think his name was Jim. I think.
Looking to bottom just a little bit. This isn't that evil waiter that made you dance.
No. His name was Frank.
So older gentlemen would buy you gifts, and then you'd go on a date, and then you'd forget about it.
Yeah, like Bryce Chandler Hill and Joe Simpson, the father, of course, Jessica Simpson.
Just literally sucking the rectum right out of an unfortunate gentleman.
Oh, now that'll happen sometimes on those vacuum toilets in a yacht.
I wonder if they have any grandsons that are cute.
Doug!
Same place as his home.
Doug!
Now these are all
are you wearing, Tim?
These are all taken out of context. These comments were taken out of context.
I believe that you could do a roll of your comments and fill an hour of vile things you've said on this show, sir.
It takes a crafty editor.
Well, you guys are a cute couple. I'm glad you pulled that up and showed that to us.
Yeah, no, it's nice to see me with a full lid. And I'm telling you, I stopped taking that Propecia in March 2006 and all hell broke loose.
Really?
I mean, that's just, it's the worst damn thing. If you're on the Propecia, kids, my advice, stay on the Propecia. That's, if there's one thing you learn from me, it's that.
That's the most important thing.
Right.
Okay. And you still are claiming not to know the gentleman.
I think his name was Jim.
Do you still have the leather jacket?
I don't think so. I haven't seen that in a while. Everybody's wearing leather jackets like in the early 2000s.
Now, did you meet this gentleman when you answered an ad on Backpage?
That's actually where I did meet him.
Was it?
What's Backpage?
Doug?
It's some seedy website. All kinds of people get arrested by going there.
How would a pube get there?
Yeah, that'd be a difficult question you might ask.
You need to have a long conversation with yourself later today.
Yeah, people were asking, when that was, and I said, I think it was 2004, 2005, but then I posted a picture of me interviewing Barry Bonds. Mm-hmm. Look at that, Doug, KMOV.
Yeah.
Just shooting the breeze.
Me and Barry just shooting the breeze.
Similar in size, too.
Absolutely. I'm the size of one of his legs, but I'm wearing my credential around my neck. Nothing says media member man more than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just kind of said
you belong.
First of all, if you're doing television, be it some muddling local affiliate or regional cable.
Why'd you point at Doug right there?
No, I was just pointing to the air.
Ah.
If you're going to be on camera, never put the credential around your neck. So if you forget about it, you're doing a stand-up with a dumb credential on your neck. Put it on your belt.
Well, you could.
That's what I do.
I don't think anybody minds that you have a credential. I think most people know that you have to have a credential down there.
Don't put in your stand-up. Just in case you didn't think I was a credentialed media member, here it is. Back to you in the studio.
Well, I would
get out of here.
I don't think you need to have that in your stand-up, but if you leave it there, I don't think anybody's really
offended. Tim, I think that picture is with Ron Jeremy. That's not Ron Jeremy, is it?
It looks like it could be.
No.
Iggy, you had progress with Lana Rhodes yesterday?
I did, after 2 months. I sent you the email where she said, sorry, it's taken me so long to get to this.
And you emailed her, yesterday, and it took her a couple hours?
No, it was like September, maybe. And then I sent her another one congratulating on her new film with Greg Lackey, is it?
Doug, John Lackey with the Cubs.
No.
He's still pitching.
Whoever that guy won 16 AVNs last year.
Is that Greg Lansky?
Lansky, yeah.
Meyer
her
Lansky.
New her oh, new yeah. film,
Lucky Luciano.
Her new big
Carl
project
was
with Greg.
Carl Lewis.
So I emailed her to congratulate her on that and said, we'd love to get you on the program and promote your new project. Well, yesterday I got an email from Lana Rhodes saying, sorry, it's taken me so long to get back to this. I just saw this. I would be happy to come on your show. Is it still
on the air.
Available.
A lot of people wonder.
Are you still on the air? She says, is that opportunity still available? So I was excited, but it took her so long to answer the other email or the other emails that I said, sure. I said, Monday through Thursday. I try to stay away from Fridays because we have another TMA Live next Thursday.
That's right, Doug.
So
holiday party, wheelhouse.
I said, if you want, just here's my cell. Call me and we can map out the details because it may take another 2 months for her to get back to me. And that's why I put on Twitter last night. I said, at Lana Rhodes, thanks for getting back to me. Check your email. She liked the tweet, but has still not emailed me back. So,
Oh, she's busy.
She is.
She is. But so at least there's progress. She got back to me. So
seems like anytime we have an adult film starlet on and we ask her about Lana Rhodes, they aren't fans.
Couldn't we just book someone like Wayne Garrett and talk about the Miracle
Man? The redheaded third baseman?
Yeah. Well, that'd be a fabulous guest.
Nice. Maybe get Joe Foy on there.
Wayne Grady?
All kinds of Mets third basemen.
Rusty Staub, LeGrand Orange.
I'm sure if you tweet Art Chamsky, he'll come on.
Now, he was a St. Louisan, University City.
Oh, gosh. Beautiful. Yes. Let's get him, and then we don't have to worry about these wonderful celebrities.
Uh-huh. Well, Lana's it's a pet peeve of mine. I've wanted to get her on now since Timmy wanted her. I've been working on her.
Do you reach out to her at all?
Didn't you just listen to what I just said?
Yeah, I just like the word reach out.
So she's your vision quest, like that movie.
Oh,
where
Matthew
Shroop,
Moody.
Where he wanted to go after Shroop. Is that that guy's name?
Doug Shroop.
I don't know who
the
that
wrestler
is.
And he said,
Shrek?
He said, you can't hold your mud.
Oh.
Because he used to bleed out of the nose a little. You can't hold your mud.
So hopefully we have Lana next week.
Well, we're going to have Ariana Marie in the studios here in a matter of moments. I think Tom from Salt and Smoke's bringing treats in.
There were a lot of people wanting to bring food in today at 8:30.
Yeah, it does. Really? Do you think it's a coincidence?
Yeah.
I think it probably is.
You know, we have an adult film star.
What else would you do?
No offense. If the food comes in, I have a tough decision to make.
I know you do.
You know,
well, it might be okay because we only have so many microphones, and then we could have Ariana sit where you're sitting.
I can say, for the betterment of the show, I'm going to give up my spot.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it is, Doug.
I expect it so you can eat more of the Salt and Smith.
It's not fair. It's not fair, sir. Kelly Chase is going to join us coming up at 9:15. And that's brought to you by Petromart. How about this news? And how about this news? The league that wins baseball's All-Star game no longer will get home field advantage in the World Series, which instead will go to, now I don't understand this, the pennant winner with the better regular season record?
What? How do you figure that out? That's like run differential. That's too inside baseball.
I'll explain it to you, fellas. There will be a pennant winner from the National and the American Leagues.
Okay.
And whichever of those two teams has the best record during the regular season proper, that club will indeed have home field advantage.
That seems like a big to-do because that means someone has to keep track of records. I don't think they do that.
They keep standings. They do keep standings.
What?
No, they don't.
Sometimes you'll see it in the newspaper.
No, they don't.
Standings?
Well, right. it judges wins and losses.
All right, maybe you got me on that one. But then what is going to make the All-Star game count?
Doug?
I mean, there's two good arguments. Nothing. One, I get it. All right, you're going to appease the fan base. But one, how are you going to determine who had the best regular season record?
Standings.
It's difficult with all the numbers and all the games.
You. I agree with
and
you,
number
sir.
Two, the reason why I like the All-Star game is not because it's an exhibition of the greatest talent in Major League Baseball. I like it because it counts. How are you going to make it count?
Well, it won't count. I'm the only one who understands the game. Mm. And I'm telling you that it won't be that hard to figure out who's got the best record.
Your arguments are not going to fly, sir.
The question is, what if they had the same record?
What happens?
What then?
The All-Star game determines.
See, this is where it gets convoluted because I don't think all the final details, but I think... they're going to go back 3 years to the winner of the All-Star game from 3 years earlier. And that's how they were.
What is the tiebreaker? Did they say what the tiebreaker is?
I'm reading from the AP. The change was included in Major League Baseball's tentative new collective bargaining agreement and disclosed early Thursday to the Associated Press by a person familiar with the agreement. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because details of the deal reached Wednesday evening in Irving, Texas, had not been announced. So I would imagine they will announce this this morning or afternoon. In addition, by the way, on this new CBA, players and management agreed the minimum stay on the DL will be reduced from 15 days to 10 days.
That makes sense, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes guys get stuck on there. And they don't
in the minor leagues, they have a shorter DL stint too. So that does make
sense. It's a new 5-year labor deal, and that's where the All-Star game counting crap is finally coming to an end. So over the last few years, the two things that drove me up the wall the most in sports, I mean, I know why they were there. They were there for money, and I understand that, and I get it, but it really does impact the competition, and I have a real problem with that. So first off, you had the college football playoff not existing in that BCS farce. I like what they have now. I know some people want to see an 8-team playoff. I'd be fine with it, but I love college football because you feel like every weekend matters. And I like it now because you can lose and not have your whole season go to hell. So and I think now it rewards teams for playing good teams, and like Ohio State, Oklahoma, for example, in September, and encourages that, and hopefully will discourage Missouri from some of the crap that went on so they could say they were bowl teams. And I know K-State started that, and a bunch of other teams did it too, to get 4 wins in September. But I like that. So that's gone away. And then the Major League Baseball All-Star Game determining home field advantage, that has gone away. I don't know what else there's left for us to do.
Designated hitter? Can we complain about that? I like this Rob Manfred. I think he's a good commissioner. I think he's going to be good. I think he's got a level head, and he's got his pulse on the fans and what they think, and I think he'll be good over time.
Well, they got it done. People were worried there might be a lockout, but that got taken care of.
You know, and one of my pet peeves about Major League Baseball is the collision rule at home plate.
Yeah, nobody understands it.
It's still ambiguous, and I did actually ask him that, if there's going to be more clarification on it, because even Mike Matheny has said, it's unclear, and he was one of the people that helped put it together.
For it.
And he said, "Well, it's," and Manfred said, "Well, it's achieved its goal. It's reducing collisions at home plate, but it's still up in the air when you see it."
Well, we'll fix that because we fixed college football. We fixed the All-Star game. That's what we'll focus on next. But Ariana Marie is going to be in studio here in the next couple minutes, so that's what we have to focus on first. Then Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart Blues and Lightning, tonight at the Scott Trade Center and TMA Live at Hot Shots in South County. Ariana Marie will be there. She's feature dancing, Doug, this weekend at Country Rocks. It used to be PT's. Now it's Country Rocks. Come on over. The water is warm. Ariana Marie at Country Rocks, but next in our studios. Stick around. You won't want to miss the Plowning, breaking it down. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.